Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of my new podcast, Unsolved Mysteries. My name is Gabrielle, and we're going to start off the first episode looking at the mystery of the lost colony of Roanoke. Before I start, I just want to say I'm so sorry if I pronounce anything wrong or say something wrong. I'm not trying to offend anyone. I'm just really awful at pronouncing words, obviously. And I also used history.com and historycollection.com for most of my information. All right, diving into this. This began August 1587 when about 115 or so English settlers arrived on Roanoke Island, which is now the coast of North Carolina. That same year, governor of the colony, John White, decided to sail back to England to gather a fresh load of supplies, leaving his wife, daughter, granddaughter, and the rest of the colonists behind. After he arrived in England, naval war began between England and Spain, ultimately keeping him in England. 3 years later, in 1590, John went back to Roanoke. When he returned, there was absolutely no trace of the colony. There were no signs of a struggle, no signs of fighting, and no signs of foul play. The buildings were disassembled, meaning that someone took the time to take them down. The colonists were always told to carve a Maltese cross into a tree if they were ever being forced to leave against their will. There were no signs of a cross. The only thing left behind was the word Croatian carved into a wooden post and the letter CRO carved into a tree. Croatian was the name of an island that was south of Roanoke, which was home to the Croatian Native American tribe. White and his crew decided to visit Croatian Island to see if the colonists had gone there, but bad weather prevented this. His crew refused to search with him, and they left the next day. Okay, could you imagine, like, if you come back to your home and, like, every single person you knew was gone, and then your friends and your crew are just like, eh, sounds like a you problem, we're not gonna help you. That would suck. Anyway, in 1602, 12 years after the colony was found missing, Sir Walter Raleigh hired his own ship and sailors to try and solve the mystery. When him and his ship made it to Virginia, a severe storm hit, forcing them to return to England. When they made it back to England, Raleigh was arrested for treason and he never tried to return to Roanoke. In 1603, Bartholomew led a ship to Roanoke. During the trip, a storm blew them off course and into an island. Some of the crew went ashore and got attacked and killed by Native Americans. The remaining crew returned to England. Alright, we're going to talk about the word Croatian now. Even though we already went through this, we're going to talk about it again. Croatian was carved into a wooden post. Although Croatian was the name of an island south of Roanoke, which was home to the Native American tribe, the word has also been connected to other strange things. Before famous author Edgar Allan Poe died, he went MIA for some time. When he reappeared, he was said to be delirious. One of his last words was Croatian. Sadly, his medical records were lost, leaving his cause of death unknown, and we don't know what exactly happened the night he died. In 1888, robber Black Bard carved Croatian into the wall of his cell right before he was released. He was never seen or heard from again. Croatian was also found in Amelia Earhart's journal after her disappearance in 1937. In 1913, when author Ambrose Bierce went missing in Mexico, the last bed he slept in had Croatian carved into one of the posts. In 1921, a ship named Carol A. Daring crashed into Cape Heredas, which was near Croatian Island. The ship's whole crew was missing, and the word Croatian was written on the last page of the ship's logbook. Coincidence? I don't know. Alright, now we're going to talk about theories. One theory was that the colonists were murdered. In 1607, John White again tried to figure out what happened to the colony. White stated that Chief Powhatan claimed to have killed the people of the colony as to punish them for living with a tribe that refused to ally with him. So basically, Powhatan said he killed them because he was jealous that the tribe he wanted to ally with refused him but didn't refuse the colonists. Pretty crazy. It was said that Powhatan showed White a musket barrel, a brass motor, and pestle that he had taken from Roanoke as proof. This story made its way around England in 1609, leading King James and the Royal Council to place the blame of the missing colonists on Powhatan, Later on, this was disputed by historians because there were no bodies or archaeological evidence. Another theory suggested cannibalism, but again, there were no bodies left behind as well as no signs of a struggle. Some thought that they had died of starvation or maybe a disease, but like the previous, there were no bodies. Witchcraft was also a widespread theory. Some people believed that the people of Croatian Island claimed that the colonists were witches and executed them for it, but there is no real evidence of this. Some people also believe that the colonists became victims of witches that inhabited the woods surrounding the island, hence never being heard from again, but there is still no evidence to support this. There are also theories surrounding the supernatural and religion. It was said that many Native Americans believed in a supernatural being called a Wendigo. Wendigos come to be when people eat human flesh and their bodies are taken over by these beings. Since some believe that the colonists became cannibals, this could support that theory. Many who believe this still think that the colonists are roaming North Carolina in the form of a Wendigo. There is also the belief that a spirit is behind their disappearance. The Croatian people believed in a powerful spirit that had the ability to turn humans into landscape. It is possible that if the colonists were abusing the land, the spirits could have been angered and turned them into trees, animals, stones, etc. Another Croatian belief was that of a reptilian devil in the woods, which was a very evil spirit with the power to attach itself to people. It is also believed that this devil may have turned the colonists against each other, but again, there were no bodies or signs of fighting. So now we're going to talk about dare stones. It is said that between the years of 1937 and 1940, stones were discovered that supposedly told what happened to the colonists. It is believed that these stones were written by Virginia Dare, who was John White's daughter. The first stone was found in 1937 and was brought to Emory University to be reviewed by Dr. Haywood Pierce. He never confirmed that the stone was authentic. The writing on the stone read, again, I'm sorry if I pronounce anything wrong, quote, Aeneas Dare and Virginia went hence unto heaven, 1591. Anye Englishman, shew John White, Guver via, quote. The other side of the stone stated that seven of the colonists were still alive and that the Native Americans killed the others. The stone was signed, quote, EWD, quote, which stood for Eleanor White Dare. 47 more stones were found in 1940, dating back to 1599. A stone with the date 1592 stated that the colonists settled with a tribe in the Nachuchi Valley in Georgia. A stone from 1598 said that Eleanor Dare married a local chief, and another one said that she gave birth to the chief's daughter, which angered the tribe, therefore asking White to bring the child to England with him. Another stone from 1599 stated Eleanor died and that her daughter, Agnes, survived. By 1941, the stones were sought out as fake, but in 2015, it was discovered that the first stone was real and that the others were fake. The most common theory, and the one that personally I believe, is that the colonists simply packed everything up and settled with the people of Croatian Island. But sadly, we will never truly know what happened. Let me know what you guys think happened, and thank you so much for listening. Tune in to the next one when we dive into the mystery of Amelia Earhart.